This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back to the Freddy Show. We do show kind of stuff. Today, let's call the cake, show them what we got.
Wow, that was almost it, dude. I'm proud of you. This is way too tall.
Why are you so tall? Your mic stand is still broken, and we have six more over
okay,
there.
Okay, first of all, why is it so tall? You should have the taller one. That's like an oxymoron joke, and no one's laughing.
It's because you broke it, and it's supposed to slide down into that rod.
When's one time you've seen me ever break anything?
I don't know something you haven't broken.
I never broken a bone.
Yet.
Ha! No comeback. Cake, show them what we got.
Oh, Cake, show them what we got going
today,
on.
Today, we got it. Fast Money, that's sponsored.
What?
Guessing Scale, and Back to School.
Start over?
We got it. Fast Money, Guessing Scale, Back to School.
Oh, I love Back to School.
You love Back to School?
I love Back to School.
It's a fan favorite.
It's like making sure I still got it.
As you should. I mean, it's high school questions.
Well, I didn't go to college. Kind of.
It's high school questions. Yeah. I'm sweating. Oh, by the way, you guys are looking at a thing. Oh, we got a new setup. Hey, hello. What's good?
It's not bad. It's not worse. It could be better.
It's pretty much the same. We just shifted corners.
Yeah.
But look, we got a red couch. Red is a cool color, in my opinion.
It pops a little bit.
And we got like this wide shot now, so that's pretty cool. We're going to see if we can dial it in. We got...
With the wide shot, this text can go here.
And then it can
the
go game, here.
The gaming.
That's great.
Yeah.
Look,
right?
We're innovating. Come
You're
on.
You're sweating a lot.
I told you, man. It was those pull-ups. You made me do 28 pull-ups.
Oh, that's right. Not 28. We did a pull-up challenge.
I am sweating,
did a pull-up challenge. If you want to see who won.
It was me.
No.
You can go over to the Freddy Club. Free to join.
See who
won. Use code Freddy7, FREDDY7 for a week for free. Had to get that out there before you told me to shut up. New merch
is coming. Let's get into game one.
New merch is coming. First game is Got It. We're going to start easy, start simple.
Okay. Let me get a word here real quick.
Can you calm down, dude?
Let me get a word here real quick. All right, cool.
Okay, ready?
No. Okay, got it.
3, 2, 1, dog.
Ladder.
Ladder.
Dog ladder.
A dog ladder. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Here's the trouble. You probably, because you have a dog that you probably got him a ladder.
This is a layup.
I'm sure that the way, you know, you probably have Moose a ladder.
You think that I bought my dog a ladder?
I do think you bought your dog a ladder to get up on the bed or something. And I think you know the brand of the, like, America's best dog ladder. And I think that's what you're going
to
say.
You think my mind's going to go to a dog ladder that I bought my dog? I feel like this is an insult, and I can't really tell.
It's not an insult.
You think that I own a dog ladder?
Dog ladder. Dog ladder.
I'm really sweating.
Dog ladder. Dog ladder.
Come on, dude. It's a layup.
Dog ladder.
It's not a dog ladder either.
Huh? So a dog and a ladder. Okay, I got it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, fire truck. A fire truck, man. They got ladders on the truck and a Dalmatian in the truck. Where are you at?
What'd I say?
Up.
I said up.
You said up?
Yeah, because like...
What's up, dog? No shot,
What's
bro.
Up, dog?
No shot.
Me, where I'm at?
And the ladder's up.
And a ladder you go
I'm
up.
Not upset.
Okay.
I'm disappointed, but I'm not
right.
upset.
Fire truck and up.
Oh! Okay.
No.
No, we can't.
You can't. You can't go back to ladder, that's for sure.
Oh, I wasn't.
Fire truck and up.
Fire truck and up.
And up.
Fire truck and
okay,
up.
Okay, I'm going to go with something. You're not going to say it.
3, 2, 1. Burning
rescue.
Building.
We're in the same place.
We're close.
Burning Building Rescue.
Have you guys seen any of the other ones?
Burning Building Rescue.
Burning Building Rescue.
That's easy.
Is it?
Yes.
It is.
Ryan.
Burning Building and Rescue?
Yeah.
Burning Building Rescue.
I don't even want to say what I'm thinking.
I guess. Can we do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
You can do that?
Yes.
Burning Building and Rescue.
Yeah, it's easy. Ready? You can do it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Spider-Man.
Firefighter. What? I mean, yeah, but no. We were already there. We got there. We were at the door. All we had to do was knock, man.
Okay. No, we're good. We're fine. We're fine.
We're not fine.
We're fine.
We just started over.
Burning. Wait, no. Firefighter and Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Okay.
We got it.
Okay.
Can you say it?
I can say it.
Say it.
3, 2, 1.
Superhero. Same thing.
Doesn't count.
It counts.
Doesn't.
Superhero.
Why didn't you just say hero?
Because firefighters are superheroes.
Yeah, but Spider-Man is actually a super. There's heroes and there's superheroes. Superheroes need a superpower.
I think we got it.
Okay. Move on. We got Fast Money. Fast Money.
Classic.
Unfortunately, classic. Nick has to do this one because he's not very smart.
What?
You'll understand.
What?
You'll understand. Nick, are you ready?
Is this...
Later.
Okay.
They're all fragrance-like based.
Got it. Let's run it.
All right, Nick.
Do I have to go fast?
Name something that smells good in the morning.
Coffee.
Okay. Name something that smells awful.
In the morning?
Just in general.
Anytime. Farts.
Farts. It's good.
Or garbage.
No, it's good. Farts is good.
Can I go garbage?
You can go garbage.
Can I go spoiled milk?
You got to pick one.
That I play the game by the rules, so whatever.
Has the most points. Next.
What?
Name something that rhymes with smell.
Tell. Fell. Swell.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay. Name a reason you smell something burning.
It's on fire.
Need a little bit more specific. What? Need something a little bit more specific.
Burnt toast.
So burnt food. Overcooked food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take it. Okay. We'll take it. Burnt toast. And then last, what's your favorite scent on a man?
Just a musky oat moss. Just like... Just like a bonfire oat moss. Just like a floral bonfire oat moss.
Right.
With a hint of rum.
Today is sponsored by...
Dossier.
Dossier is the sponsor of today's video. Everything was scent flavored. Or all the questions were... All the questions were scent based. It's sponsored by Dossier. Got really good smelling scents. Go copy some. My favorite is aromic ginger.
No, it's not.
It smells like you.
I like this musky oat moss. And then there's another one. Something in rum. What's that one, Alex? What's say something in rum?
Oh, I'm sweating.
Golden rum and amber. I like that one.
Golden rum and amber. So thank you, Dossier.
Thanks, Dossier.
Let's tally up here, Nick.
Okay.
How do you think you did?
How many points do I need?
100.
Oh, great. Except for maybe the last one.
Yeah. Nick, we asked you, name something that smells good in the morning. You said...
coffee.
Coffee.
For the number one answer.
Which was the number one answer for 27 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is just a fundamental game. Fundamental performance across the board.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nick, we then asked you, name something that smells awful. I don't even know what you said.
Fart.
Fart.
Or garbage or... spoiled milk.
Fart's going to get you 22 points.
Okay. I'm here to build step by step, brick by brick. I'm not here to just throw up a building and hope for the best.
The number one answer was trash.
That was what I actually said.
We then asked you, name something that smells... Wait, no. Then we asked you, name something that rhymes with smell. You said...
tell, fell, swell.
Tell was the number one answer.
Well, tell's what I said first.
For 22 points.
I got to start going with my gut. I mean, I always go with my gut.
You give me 8 answers per question.
Yeah, but we always go with my first one.
No, we don't.
I just talk it through. I said, yes, we do.
You say pick which one has the most points.
Yeah, but we don't ever actually do that.
Unless you need the points. You just winked at me off camera, on camera?
No.
We then asked you, name a reason you'd smell something burning. You said it's on fire.
It's on fire, baby. Huh?
We're going to take overcooked food, which was the number one answer for 22 points.
That's what I meant anyway. Like I said, toast.
You're sitting at 93 points. You just need 7 points.
Crap.
We then asked you, what's your favorite scent on a man? You said, what did you say?
I said like a bonfire, musky, oat moss with a hint of rum.
You said cologne.
I described one.
Which is the number one answer for 48 points. Thank you, guys. We finally got a sponsor. Everyone listening, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you. We've been looking for one of those for a little while.
We just got one.
Keep this ship afloat.
Make sure you guys like and subscribe.
Next game.
Next game. What do we got? We got a guessing scale voted by the people over at the Friday Club. Free to join.
What was?
The word for the guessing scale.
Okay, and you know it.
I know it.
And
you
I
are so surprised every time we play this that
I need to
have
guess
an answer.
It.
Yeah.
And the way that we play this game...
you guess a word, I give you a number. 1 to 100.
Right, right, right.
It's just like, are you on the podcast?
Yep. cologne.
Cologne!
It was fresh on my mind.
Sure. Cologne's going to get you... cologne's going to get you 6.
Points.
Right. Okay. Need a hint?
No.
Imagine.
Speaker.
Speaker is... I mean, that's going to get you 8.
Ladder.
Ladder's going to, well, 28.
Okay. This is how you build, brick by brick. Eventually, you have a place to live.
Sure.
Consignment shop.
Consignment shop. Wow. I'll give you 61.
Brick by brick. Brick by brick.
Consignment shop. I know people are going to be confused by that, but like it'll make sense. You're there, but you're really not there.
Never been there. Never once.
We still rolling all sides, Al?
Woo!
That's going to sound great.
Consignment shop. What's what? 60-something?
61.
Sure. Something that you're able to purchase.
No. 1. Comes with you.
Yeah, it does.
Comes with you.
Oh, I know what they did. I know what they did. They're trying to play a joke. Y'all trying to play a joke. A little inside joke. It'll make it so obvious that he'll never guess it. Fanny pack.
No one cares about your fanny pack.
What do you mean?
No one cares that you wear a fanny pack.
Fanny pack.
I think you're just trying to tell people that you wear a fanny pack.
Fanny pack.
7.
Come on, man. Really?
Really. That would have been a great word, though. I got to put that in the tank for
later.
What
do you mean fanny pack's not 7?
7.
But it comes with you to a consignment shop?
It just comes with you at all times.
Fanny pack.
But it comes with Alex at all times, with me at all times.
What, a 7?
A 7,
like,
dude.
Like anything that
it's
you're...
it's not a fanny pack.
Anything that you're bringing with you can fit in my fanny pack.
Not this. You always be getting hints out of me, man. Stop.
I didn't get a hint.
I can't give you hints.
All right. Body part.
Come on.
What?
90.
Yeah.
Come on.
Head.
No, come on.
Foot.
Stop. Foot. Which one? Head, head. Or foot?
Head.
91. Just stupid, bro.
Ears.
No. That's a 40.
Hat.
A hat. That's a 20. Go back to head.
Glasses.
No, you got to go down. You got to go down.
Chapstick.
What are we doing? You said body parts at 90.
And you said head 91. So I'm sticking around the head. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, but no. Go down.
Backpack.
Guess body parts.
Oh.
God. Holy.
Shoulder.
91.
Neck.
91.
Nipple.
91.
Elbow.
91.
Collarbone.
91. Put it together, Nick.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes.
Put them together.
Head, shoulders. Put what together?
Put them all together. What do you got?
A body?
Oh my gosh. 99.
Mr. Potato Head?
98. Come on. Put them all together. What do you got? I'm sick and tired.
Are you a human?
Oh my gosh.
What are we
bro,
doing?
Bro,
what?
99. Come on. A human.
A human body.
Yes, 99.
A person.
Oh, my God. I'm going to lose my freaking mind,
it's not
bro.
A person.
I'm a person.
But it's not.
But I own it.
You own it?
Oh, my God. I'm going to freak out.
Clothes?
I'm going to freak out.
Clothes?
No.
What?
A body part. I gave you all 91 for every body part. Put it together. What do you got?
A person.
Oh, my God.
You got a human being.
99.
Right. What's left?
Right. Exactly. Only one thing is left.
It's not a body part.
Put them together, Nick.
I did.
If you put every body part together, what do you got?
A person.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Is it not a person? You got an outfit?
I'm going to say this one more time.
You'll say the same thing. What?
You named all the body parts.
Yes.
They're all connected.
And they make a...
Don't say it.
What do you want me to say, man?
The skeleton, dog!
You can't tell me.
It's a skeleton, dog. You weren't going to get it.
No, because
we would be here for another 30 minutes. No. You would have never got it. Because it was skeleton.
Because you didn't say bones.
You didn't say bones.
I said flesh. I was talking all flesh.
I said put them together. Skeletons, literally all the body parts put together.
They don't got no flesh.
That's why I gave ear a 40.
Why didn't you just say that?
Wedding.
Skeleton.
100. By the way, we get all these words from people over at the Freddy Club. Free to join.
Free to join. Link in bio.
New merch on the way. Back to school. How much time we got, Al? Yeah. I'm trying to get it done in 30.
Perfect.
Wow, great.
All right, we got 12 minutes.
Back to school.
Let's go back. Why not? Why not go back?
You got to say back to school.
I've always wanted to go back.
That's the intro.
Okay.
Back to school.
Back to school.
I love it. First grade.
Go.
What's the color of a rubber duck?
Yellow?
Yeah. What sound does a cow make?
Moo.
Correct.
Wait.
You got it wrong. Two more, you flunk out. It's not even close. Freak my dog out.
Moo.
You got it right. Grade number two. Grade number three. Grade number three. Wow. Grade number three, name any type of cheese.
Havarti.
Sure. Just say cheddar. Why you got to be... Okay. Grade number four.
Gorgonzola.
I know you know what that is.
I think it's a college basketball team.
Grade number four. What fabric are blue jeans made out of?
Oh, that's denim.
That is correct.
But no fourth grader knows that.
Of course
I'll call one right now.
It's on my list.
Okay.
It says fourth grade.
All right.
Grade number five. What is 8 squared?
That's 8 times 8. 64.
Wow, you got it right. Makes me surprised. Grade number six. What is the square root of 64?
That'd be 8.
That is correct.
I'm flying.
Wow.
Somebody call Mrs. Pearson and tell her I still got it.
Just your teacher? What grade?
It was the lady below the principal.
Vice principal?
Like below that. Maybe vice principal. She might have been.
Who is the lady under the vice principal?
I don't know.
There's a name for that. Guidance counselor?
Nah, she might have been vice principal.
All right, grade number seven. Name a color that isn't a primary color.
Oh, this okay, like magenta. Why? It's a cop-out. It's a cop-out.
Yeah, because you don't know what a primary
turquoise.
Color is. You don't know what a primary color. Name a primary color.
Oh, I mean, red's the primary color.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, and so is blue. I just don't know the
What's
third,
the third one?
It's either yellow or green. So I always think RGB because that's like what it is, but I think it's yellow because yellow and blue make green.
You're locking in yellow?
Yes.
You got it right.
Thank you.
It's not even a question.
Right. Yellow. I just had to talk it out. Yellow and blue make green, so that made me know that green's not it.
All right, grade number eight. Wow,
I'm
good luck.
I'm flying, dude. Welcome to... Sorry.
Grade number eight, who was the second president of the United States of America?
This isn't good. I mean, I have a gut answer.
We're heating up.
I don't want to talk about it. My gut answer.
Why?
Wow. Crap. All right, I know the first one.
Okay. Don't say Ben Franklin.
No. First one is George Wash.
That's correct.
He's G-Dub. Okay. Cherry Tree. All right.
And then right after.
Can I tell you the two that I've thought about?
Yeah.
John Adams.
Okay.
And...
That is a guy.
And TJ.
Thomas Jeff. It is one of those two.
That's what I'm at. Like, they were all there with the Declaration thing.
Of Independence?
Yeah.
The Declaration thing.
They were all there. Sure. I'm a big National Treasure fan. Yeah. You guys didn't know.
Nick Cage guy.
Crap. John Adams.
What's your gut tell? What's
John,
your gut
John
tell?
Adams was my first name. It came to my head.
Okay.
Like to my gut.
So do you want to lock that in?
I think I have to.
You got it right.
Yes.
Grade number nine.
Bring it.
About.
I'm a freshman.
Grade number nine.
I'm just hitting puberty, dog.
I got open hairs, dog. What's up? Grade number nine. About how many miles is in a 5K?
About.
Give or take.
Oh, like about a little over 3.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah.
All right, grade number 10.
Yeah. You don't look at me like that. You always do this. You do, oh, grade 10, but it's really like grade, no one knows it. No one took this class.
Grade 10.
No one took this class. Whatever
a 10th
it is.
Grade question.
No one took this class. One person took this class.
Nick.
Go.
How many neutrons?
Yeah, see? See? That's what we're doing.
How many neutrons would you find in one atom of cobalt 60?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Repeat the question.
How many neutrons would you find in one atom of cobalt 60?
One.
You locking it in?
Yeah.
Incorrect. It's 33. Everybody knows it. All right, grade number 11. If you get two more wrong,
yeah, cool, man.
You flunk out. Sweet. So you got to get these back to back.
Yeah, a little couple curveballs in there.
You got the John Adams one. I thought you were going to drop that
Shohei
one.
Shohei Ohtani.
Grade 11.
What?
What is our galaxy called?
No.
What do you mean you don't know? There's a candy named
after it. There's no candy named after it. All right. I know when we look up, I see the Milky Way. Mm. Are we in it or are we looking at it?
You tell me, man.
The Milky Way.
You got it right. Grade number 12 for no mess ups.
Well, except for the.
Grade number 12 for no mess ups.
Except for that curveball you threw me.
Right.
We don't count those.
You did mess up.
We don't count those.
No, we got to.
We don't count the it's bonus question. You always put one in.
A bonus question. I forgot that you messed up. I thought that you wouldn't.
That's
you
because didn't. It's not a real question and you knew that.
You had an opportunity to get it. You could have asked me. You could have phoned a friend.
It's not part of this game.
It's Grade 12. Game. Is a crocodile a mammal? Yes or no?
It's a reptile.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
100%.
100%.
You're going to lock it in.
I'm locking it in.
You got it right!
Yes!
Thank you! See ya!
Oh, thanks for watching.